at 1 Chronicles chapter 16.
歷代志上第十六章.
1 Chronicles chapter 16.
歷代志上第十六章.
Are you still here?
你是不是在这里啊?
If you are still here, shout hallelujah.
如果在这里你听, hallelujah.
Now, you see, I travel a lot.
我时时都去周游列国.
I rode and sometimes on the sea.
坐飞机啦, 海陆空都去运.
Various times.
很多时候.
But why am I not afraid?
Huh?
Why am I not afraid?
为什么我不怕呢?
Yeah, maybe somehow I'm going to have an accident.
有时有些问题.
Now, read 1 Chronicles 16.
歷代志上十六章
20-22節
他們從這邦游到那邦，從這國行到那國，耶和華不容什麼人欺負他。Right.
Now it says when they travel from nation to nation.
又讲从这邦游到那邦。
So when I go from nation to nation.
当我从这邦游到那邦。
And from one people to another people.
从这国到那国。
He suffered no man to do them wrong.
不用任何人欺负他。
He reproved kings for their sake.
为他们的缘故责备君王。
Saying, touch not my anointed.
你不可为难我受膏的人。
And do my prophets no harm.
也不可恶待我的先知。
Psalm 37.
诗篇37篇。
Psalm 37.
诗篇37篇。
Sorry, 34 verse 20. Sorry, I was looking at 34. 34:20.
34.
It's not a long verse.
34:20. 诗篇34:20. 他一登不自主。
Now, who is keeping your bones?
誰保守你的骨頭?
Who is keeping your bones?
誰保守你的骨頭?
It says, not one is fractured. Not one.
但一根都不可以截斷。
I have never suffered a fractured bone.
我从来都没有骨头截断。
I will never suffer a fracture either by mistake or not.
我从来不会是因为意外令到我骨头是断。
Why?
为什么呢?
He keeps all my bones.
因为他保守我所有的骨头。
So I'm not afraid.
我不需要怕。
Because someone is keeping my bones.
因为有人保守我的骨头。
He's keeping your bones also.
他亦保守你的骨头。
Shout hallelujah!
Shout hallelujah!
Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So you are not afraid.
所以你不需要怕。
Now that is confession.
这个就是口里承认。
You are just saying.
你要讲。
What God is saying.
是讲, 神所讲的话。
Just saying the word.
就是讲神的话。
As God says it.
因为神是这么讲。
Because of faith in your heart.
因着你心里面的信心。
That's why you need to load your heart with the word.
所以你要让你的心充满神的话。
And memorize the word.
是记住神的话。
Shout hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when anything happens,
所以任何事发生的时候,
the word just keeps coming out of me.
个话语是不断地出来。
Just keeps coming out of me.
个话语是不断地出来。
Just keeps coming out of me.
个话语是不断地出来。
As I keep speaking the word,
当我不断地讲神的话，以口去承认的时候,
miracles begin to happen.
神迹奇事就发生了。
So if a Christian does not have the word,
假如基督徒没有神的话呢,
that Christian is in trouble.
他就很麻烦。
So that is the first thing.
这个是第一个,
the first stage of speaking the word.
第一个讲神的话语第一步就是要口里讲出来。
The second stage is called declaration.
第二就是宣讲。
就是信心的宣讲。 Now, what does it mean to declare faith?
怎样是宣讲你的信心?
See, when you get in so much word into your heart,
当你心里面是充满了神的话语的时候呢,
you can declare based on the words that you have gotten.
你根据你所得到的话语就去宣告。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let me give you an example.
我要给一个例子来。
When I said concerning my experience when I was a new Christian,
当我提到我系新基督徒时候嘅经历咧
，right at that time，
喺当时
，I didn't know much of God's word，
我对神嘅话语认识唔多
，so I confess，
我就用口承认。
But now，
而家
，if I had the same condition，
假如我喺同样嘅环境咧
，I do not really need to confess anymore。
我唔需要用口去讲出。
If I feel anything in my body right now，
假如我身体入边系感觉到任何嘢
，because over the years I've accumulated a lot of word in my heart，
因为经年咁多年咧喺我心入边已经堆储存咗好多神嘅话语
，I can boldly declare，
我可以好勇敢嘅去宣告
，I cannot be sick，
我不会病。
So when I say that，
当我咁样讲嘅时候
，it's not that I'm trying to prove something，
唔系话我要证明啲乜嘢。
It's because over the years，
因为咁多年嚟
，so much word has entered my heart，
因为好多话语已经入到我心入边。
So when I make statements，
当我讲一啲说话嘅时候
，my statements are an accumulation of several scriptures。
我的说话呢是几个经文是结集堆积在一起。
Now, when I got to Taiwan 2 years ago, during the, when there was this swine flu,
当有猪流感两年前有猪流感的时候我去台湾。
I told the students,
我告诉那些人听
I said, I will not have swine flu.
我不会有猪流感。
Now, if you don't understand this principle of faith,
假如你不明白这个信心的原则呢
you will think in your heart,
你心里面会想
This man is proud.
你真的骄傲
How can he just come around and say I won't have swine flu?
因为怎么周围讲话我不会有猪流感呢
Come on, everybody has swine flu.
个个都有猪流感了
But over the years,
因为这么多年来
I have come to discover,
我发觉呢
that I am different.
我是不同的
So I said,
所以我说
I will not have swine flu.
我就宣告我不会有
And I did not have swine flu.
我从来没试过有猪流感。
Why?
点解咧
？So much scriptures.
因为有好多嘅经文
have been accumulated.
已经喺储存喺
over years.
堆积埋一齐。
Now that is what is called declaration of faith.
呢个就系信心嘅宣告。
Now read Isaiah 43 verse 26.
读以赛亚书四十三章
廿六节，
四十三章廿六节，你要提醒我，你可以一同讨论，我可以。
Now you see there, God says, declare now.
呢度讲话你要提醒我，陈明你嘅道理，自显为义。
Declare.
陈明
So there must be a declaration.
即是说呢有个宣告呢个陈明
There must be a declaration.
当中神的话语必须是陈明
So that you can be justified.
以致你是有称为义
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So do you see the difference between confession and declaration of faith now?
你明明口里承认同埋陈明或者宣告个话语嘅分别
？But realize you cannot declare if you have not been accumulating revelation.
假如你嘅启示冇累积得够嘅时候咧，你系唔可以陈。
So don't go out there right now.
千祈唔好而家就咁行出去。
And say, oh, Pastor PC said I cannot be sick, and you too said you cannot be sick.
所以就唔好话俾人听话必时话俾我听咧 ，Pastor 必时话咧，我唔可以病嘅，咁你就唔可以病。
You need to get revelation first.
你先要有个启示。
Do you get it right now?
大家明唔明啊
？So what is God's kind of faith now?
所以乜嘢嘢系好似神咁嘅信心咧
？The word.
个话语啦。
Into the heart.
入到个心。
Builds assurance.
建立嗰个确据。
Is understood.
同埋系被明白嘅。
Comes out of your mouth.
从你个口而出。
And then you say it.
咁你就讲。
When you say it.
当你讲嘅时候。
Either by confession.
一系咧就口里承认。
Or by declaration.
或者系陈明或者宣告。
The word comes to pass.
个话语就必成就。
So, let's give an example.
我哋举一个例子。
Somebody now comes up.
有个人来
and start saying,
开始讲
I can't be sick,
我不可以病
but there is no word,
但是当中没有神的话语
will the person be healed or not?
你估个人会得医治呢
he will still be sick,
他是很病的
why?
为什么呢
because there is no assurance,
因为当中没有确据
there is no word,
当中有没有神的话
Hallelujah
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 So Jesus spoke
耶稣讲
And he expects you to speak
他也都期待你同样都是讲
Now let's speak another example
我们讲一个另外一个例子
About someone who is in business for example
或者做生意的人
And you want your business to grow
你想你的生意是多了大了
Before you start praying,
你祷告以先
what must you do?
你会怎么做呢?
You need to get the word of God.
你必须要有神的话语。
For example,
例如
open with me to Psalms.
打开诗篇。
Psalm 115.
115节。
Verse 14.
第十四。
Psalm 115, verse 14.
115第十四节。愿耶和华叫你们和你们的子孙日渐加增。
He says the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children.
耶和华叫你同你的子孙加增。
So the desire of God is that you experience increase.
神的心意是要你经历那个加添。
Now you can go through several scriptures that talks on increase.
你会找到很多经文是讲到加添的。
So what is the first thing you do?
你第一样嘢要做嘅系咩？
You need to get this word into your heart,
你将呢个话语摆喺你嘅心。
Create a belief in your heart,
心里相信。
And begin to confess the word,
开始用口去承认。
On increase,
加增。
As you begin to speak the word,
当你不断去讲嘅话语。
Into your business,
去对你嘅生意去讲啦。
Then you start believing the Lord,
你又开始相信。
For wisdom and ideas.
神会给你个聪明和一
些 There is another dimension to it.
有不同的
Of course, you have to be very hardworking.
你必须是很勤力的
There is another dimension to it.
有第一些层
But you need to speak the word first out of your mouth.
你必须是将个话语从你口而发出
So it is the law.
这个有那个定律
Now, how long must I confess the word?
那我要用口承认讲多久呢
For me to see results.
以致我可以见到果效咧。
People ask me this question.
有人问我一个问题。
Jesus spoke once.
耶稣讲一次嘅啫。
But we are expected to speak many times.
但系我哋咧就要讲好多次。
Why can't I just say it once like Jesus and get a result?
点解我唔可以耶稣咁讲一次就有果效咧？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you the difference.
我话俾你听个分别喺边。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
When he was young.
当他年细个的时候
before he started his public ministry,
当他在地上的服事开始的时候
he loaded the word into his heart.
他心里面已经充满了神的话。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢?
At the age of 12,
在12岁的时候
when he got to the synagogue,
他去到会堂
he was discussing with doctors of law,
就是跟那些律法师去讲的。
And the Bible says,
圣经这么说
They marveled at the wisdom of Jesus.
他稀奇他的智慧
So at the age of 12,
在十二岁的时候
he had practicalized this.
他已经将一样摆在实际
He had put so much word into his heart.
他心里面已经充满神的
So by the age of 30,
到三十岁
by the age of 30,
他三十岁的时候
it has become, the word has become,his way of life.
其实神的话语是成为他生活的一部分。
Now, how do I know this?
我怎么知道的呢?
In my early days as a young Christian,
我年轻的即是初做基督徒的时候
there are certain things I need to say and say and say and say and say before they happen.
有些事呢我要不断地说以致它才发生的。
But as the volume of the word began to increase in my heart,
当神的话语开始在我心里面去增加的时候
I notice that the length of time I need to confess is diminishing
我发觉呢我需要承认用口承认的时间呢是减少的
And now there are certain words that things that I just speak about and they happen immediately
我發覺有些事我只是說一次就立即發生。
So as the word increases in your heart,
當神的話語在你心裡增加的時候,
the length of time to confess reduces.
你要用口承認的時間就減少。
So you determine the length of time.
你自己決定那個時間,
to confess the word.
去用口去說,
by how much of the word you are getting into your heart.
就是你心裡有多少神的話語入
Before when I have sickness in my body,
之前我身體有毛病,
I may need to confess for a very long time, sometimes for weeks I just keep speaking before it happens.
我要不斷的用口承認, 有時是很多個禮拜, 它才發生的。
Well, you know, there are some times now, you know, I feel weak and I just think about it, thank you Jesus because I'm strong, and the next minute I discover I'm okay.
有些時候就幾個禮拜我突然間想起多謝主我現在沒事, 那他的身體就立即沒事。
Because there is now so much word in my heart.
因為我心裡有累積了很多神的話語。
Hallelujah.
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 Now what attitude must you have during confession?
那你用口承認的時候的態度是應該怎樣呢?
When you are confessing the word,
當你講神的話,
what must be your attitude?
你的態度是怎樣呢?
Because we live in the real world.
因為我們在一個現實的社會,
with real facts,
很快的社會,
with signs and symptoms,
有很多, 徵兆,
with CNN all around,
又有CNN,
that can tell you what is happening all over the world.
你又知道世界發生了什麼事?
When you are confessing the word,
當你要口裡承認神的話的時候,
always ensure you don't change your confession.
你要肯定你不要改你口裡承認那些話。
Remember we said a faith person speaks the same way all the time.
記不記得我們說過, 一個有信心的人是講同一個言語, 時時都是講同一個言語。
Let's read James chapter 3.
雅各書第三章。
Now we want to read, now that is before we read James, you know, James was a half-brother of Jesus.
你知不知雅各是耶穌的一半個兄弟?
This was not James, the son of Zebedee.
不是西比大的兒子雅各。
So James here was a half-brother of Jesus.
是耶穌的一半個兄弟。
And he believed in Jesus after Jesus rose from the dead.
當耶穌復活的時候他就接受主。
Before Jesus died, he never believed in Jesus.
耶穌死之前他從來不太相信他。
But what I want to bring out is that this James grew up in the same house with Jesus.
但我想提大家的這個雅各和耶穌在同一個家去成長。
So if there was anybody that understood the lifestyle of Jesus, it should be James.
假如有任何人要明白耶穌的生活呢, 就必須是這個雅各。
Because he lived in the same house till Jesus was 30.
他和耶穌 是一同活在同一個家直到耶穌30歲。
Now let's see what James said.
我們看看雅各怎樣說。
James chapter 3, let's read verse 1 and 2 first.
第三章1至2節。 我的弟兄們, 不要多人作師傅, 因為曉得我們要受更重的判斷。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible says that in many things we offend or in many things we make mistakes. That is in verse 2.
第二節,原來我們在許多事上都有過失。
He said, well, if any man does not make mistake in speaking,
若有人在話語上沒有過失,
is that then that man is a perfect man.
他就是完全人。
Now the word perfect there,
一個完全這個字,
as it is used in the Greek language, does not mean to be without sin. It means to be matured.
是在希臘文裡面, 不是說完全沒有罪, 而是一個成熟的人。
So who is a matured Christian?
誰是一個成熟的基督徒呢?
The one that does not make mistake in speaking.
就是那些在說話當中沒有過失的。
Now, the Bible is saying you may make mistakes in many things.
聖經說你可以在很多事情上出錯。
But when it comes to speaking,
當在說話上呢,
when it comes to speaking,
當在說話上呢,
don't make mistake.
千萬不要說錯。
I believe James must have seen Jesus live like that.
我相信呢, 雅各是見到耶穌是這樣過。
That he never said something and then say another one.
他從來不會說一樣又說另一樣。
Now, let's go on. James chapter 3.
雅各书第三章
verse 9 to 12，
我们用舌头做赞雅为主为父的，又用舌头咒诅那照着神形象被造的人。
Now, you will see in verse 10, he said, my brethren, these things ought not to be so.
在第十节那里说，我亲爱的弟兄，这是不应当的。
So you cannot speak faith and unbelief together.
你不可以又讲信心又讲不信。
You cannot start speaking faith and then later you speak unbelief and expect your faith to work.
你不可以先讲信心，而之后后来又讲不信，而你又期望你的信心带来果效。
So if you are walking by faith, speak faith.
假如你是要在信心中运行的，你必须讲信心的话。
You know, there are times people believe the word, but they don't want to speak faith because it's not politically correct.
你知道有些人是相信的话的，但是他又不讲信心，因为是不对的。
You know, those of us that work in big corporations, you don't want your colleagues to look at you as a spiritual, a religious person, you know.
因为特别譬如在大公司做的人，你又不想人家看你认为你是过分属灵。
So when certain words are raised, you say, well, you know, you also want to speak like that.
当讲某些话题的时候，你就想认同他们讲回他们同一样的东
西。But the scripture says it ought not to be so.
圣经说这是不应当的。
Faith must be spoken.
信心的话必须是讲。
We read yesterday about Abraham.
我们昨日讲过亚伯拉罕。
When God told him to sacrifice Isaac.
当神叫他献以撒为祭的时候。
He went 3 days journey in the wilderness.
他有三日在行到旷野中。
He took two of his servants with him.
他带了两个仆人。
And he said to them.
他跟他们说。
Tarry here.
留在这里。
I and the lad will go up.
我同个童子会上山。
To sacrifice to God.
向神献祭。
And we will come down to you again.
我哋就会一齐落到嚟翻嚟。
It seems to me.
对我嚟讲。
That the reason why Abraham took those two servants.
点解亚伯拉罕要带两个仆人呢
？Was because he needed to fulfill the law of faith.
因为要成就嗰个信心嘅。定律
confession must be made for faith to work.
口里承认咧系必须有嘅，以致个信心可以有果。
So he needed people that he will need to confess the word to.
佢需要人咧去听佢所口所发嘅。
If he had gone with Isaac alone,
假如佢净系单单带以撒去咧
，there will be nobody to confess the word to.
佢就冇人向佢用个口去宣讲神嘅话。
So he had to speak to those two people.
他就必须同嗰两个人去讲。
Likewise, when Jesus spoke to the tree,
所以当耶稣同嗰棵无花果树说话
的时候 ，The Bible says that his disciples heard.
圣经讲门徒听见。
So in confession, you don't speak to yourself; you speak out.
所以咧，口里承认咧，系你必须唔系地单单自己讲嘅，你系要讲出嚟，人哋听到。
So you cannot speak A in one place and speak B.
你不能够在 A 的一个地方讲 A 的嘢，在另外一个地方讲 B 的嘢。
The Bible says it ought not to be so.
圣经话这是不应当的。
Faith and confession.
信心同埋口里承认。
In the face of facts.
在事实的当中。
What are you expected to do?
你期待有啲咩发生？
God expects you to maintain your confession.
神咧期待咧你保持你嗰个口里承认嗰。
Even though there are facts,
即使有事实
that look contrary to it,
同你所讲嘅嘢系相反。
Now David was confronting Goliath.
大卫去去哥利亚挑战啦。
Now let's see faith here.
我哋睇呢度系睇到信心。
David was a normal human being.
大卫系一个普通嘅人。
Goliath was a giant.
哥利亚是一个巨人。
Now Goliath understood the law of faith.
哥利亚明白个信心的定律。
The Bible says,
圣经咁讲。
He began to curse David.
佢开始咒诅大卫。
In the name of his gods.
啊，奉佢自己嘅神嘅名。
But if you look at what happened there,
当你睇到喺当时发生，
you will realize that David ensured that Goliath was not the person to speak last.
啊，大卫咧系肯定咧，哥利亚唔系最后讲嘢嗰个。
It was David that spoke last.
大卫是最后讲嘢嗰个。
And when Goliath was speaking,
当哥利亚讲嘢嘅时候
，David never kept quiet.
大卫从来都唔会。
I say, well, you can say whatever you want to say.
啊，佢话你可以讲乜都得。
I know I will kill you. David never said that.
啊，大卫唔会咁样讲，我唔。
It was faith that David used to kill Goliath.
呢个系大卫凭住信心去杀哥利亚。
Now, so David said to him.
所以大卫咁同佢讲：，
You come with bow and arrow and all that,
你有弓有箭有底天兵。
But I come in the name of the God of the armies of Israel.
我系咧奉以色列神嘅。
Whose armies you have defied?
啊，就系你所亵渎嘅军队嘅。
Because David knew the scriptures.
因为大卫知道个经文。
He had read the scriptures.
佢有读到神嘅话语。
And he knew that God is a God that can deliver.
诶，佢知道神系嗰个拯救嘅神。
Then David began to declare.
大卫开始宣讲。
He said, "Today,
今日
I will cut your head."
我要斩佢哋嘅头。
Why was he declaring?
点解佢要宣告咧
？Because he had the scriptures in his heart.
因为佢心入边有神嘅话。
If you read the book of Psalms,
当你读诗篇嘅时候
，you realize David knew the scriptures.
你知道大卫咧好清楚圣经。
The first five books was written at that time.
啊，当时嗰几本书都系。
The Law of Moses.
摩西嘅五经。
So David knew the scriptures.
大卫咧认识神嘅话，根据咧佢心入边嘅嘢，大卫开始系宣讲。
Today,
今日
，I will cut your head.
今日我要斩佢嘅头。
I will give your flesh to the birds of the air.
我哋将你嘅肉身体咧喂天空嘅鸟。
And the whole world will know.
世界就知道。
That God does not save by bow and arrow.
神唔系靠住弓箭去拯救。
Scriptures.
圣经。
He was now declaring.
是被宣告。
He was not declaring. If David had gone there and said, "Well, let's see what will happen."
假如大卫话啊，我去到睇下有咩发生啦。
Goliath would have killed David.
哥利亚系可以杀咗大卫。
Faith, therefore,
信心因此
is not complete.
未完全。
Without your words.
假如你冇你自己嘅话语讲出嚟。
So you must speak the word.
你必须将个神嘅话去讲出嚟。
Out of your mouth,
从你的口去讲出来。
That is the spirit of faith.
这个就是信心的灵。
Either by confession,
一系咧就口里承认。
And when the word increases by declaration,
当你话语喺你心入边增加嘅时候，你就系宣告。
Hallelujah.
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 Though the facts may be there,
即使事实系咁样样
，keep saying the same thing.
不断系讲同一样嘅嘢
，keep saying the same thing，
讲同一样嘅嘢。
Hebrews chapter 13，
希伯来书十三章。
Let's see what the Bible says, verse 5 and 6。
五至六节，你们全心不可贪发钱财。
Now, when you look at the last phrase, the B part of verse 5,
当你看第五节的下半部,
he said, "For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee."
主曾说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你.
So that we may boldly say,
所以我们可以很勇敢地说.
Now, he has said,
因为他这么说.
So that we may boldly say,
以致我哋能够勇敢。
Why are we boldly speaking?
点解我哋要勇敢嘅讲咧
？Because he has said.
因为佢讲咗。
Then we are boldly saying.
所以我哋先可以勇敢。
Because he has said.
因为佢讲咗。
We are boldly saying.
我哋就可以勇敢嘅讲。
So when you are confessing the word.
当你口里承认神嘅话。
Or declaring the word.
或者宣讲神嘅话。
Speak it with boldness.
要用勇敢去讲。
Speak it with boldness.
要用勇敢去讲。
David was so bold when he spoke to Goliath.
大卫咧系好勇敢去同哥利亚去宣告。
You know, Satan will never respect your word if you are not bold.
撒旦从来不会怕你的，假如你不用。
That's why the Bible says that the righteous, they are as bold as a lion.
所以义人是好像狮子那样勇敢。
Be bold. You know, Christianity is called a confession.
基督教是一个必须用口承认。
Jesus is called the high priest of our confession.
耶稣是称为我们用口承认的大祭司。
So until there is a confession,
直到有承认，口有承认,
there is no manifestation.
就不会有彰显, 否则不会有彰显。
So this afternoon,
这个下午,
as we close,
我们结束的时候,
we want to confess the word.
我们要用口去承认神。
Hallelujah.
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 Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记第七章。
I want you to read with me verse 14 and 15.
我想你跟我一起读14、15节。
This is confession time.
这个是用口去承认神的话语的时候。
So if this scripture applies to you, then you confess it.
假如这个经文可以应用在你身上，你就必须用口承认。
Let's read together.
14、15. 你必蒙福胜过万民，你们的男女没有不能生育的，畜生也没有不能生育的。耶和华必使一切的病症离开你。
Now you have not confessed.
你没有用口承认,
because you didn't put your name there.
你没有将你的名字放在那里,
confession is personalized.
是个人化的,
so where you see vow, you put your name.
当你见到你的时候,
or you say I.
或者你放在我,
shall be blessed above all people.
我呢就蒙福超过万人。
There shall not be male nor female barren around me or in my life.
我身边人不会生。
All sickness.
神必从我身上拎走一切的疾病。
And will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which I know upon me.
就, 埃及各样的恶疾都不会加在我身上。
Is it in your Bible?
这个是不是写在你圣经里？
Is it in your Bible?
是不是在你的圣经上？
Now read it now and put your name. One, two, go.
我必蒙福胜过万民，菲斯拿的男女没有不能生长，畜牧畜也没有不能生长，耶和华必使一切疾病。 离开皮斯拉，所知道耶和华所对我的恶疾，也必不加在皮斯拉身上，只加在一切恨皮斯拉的人身上。
哈利路亚！
Hallelujah.
You are blessed above how many people?
你的蒙福是胜过万民。哦。
Are you sure it's in your Bible?
是不是在你的圣经里？
You are blessed above all people?
你是不是真的蒙福胜过万民？
Now say after me, I am blessed.
跟我说，我是蒙福的。
Now he said, there shall be no barrenness among you. Nobody will be barren among you.
你们当中没有不生育的。
And the Lord will take away from you all sickness.
神要在你当中拎走一切的疾病。
Some years ago,
有些年前,
a young lady was brought from prayers in our church.
有个姊妹在我教会带来祷告。
She had a problem with her brain, with her mind.
她的思想里面有些问题。
And this is the word God just gave me for her.
神就给了一个话语我。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
And the Lord said I should tell her to be saying the word to herself and she was free.
神就叫我给一个话语，让他自己不断地说，让他得到自由。哥罗西书第一章。
Now, where you see us, I want you to put your name.
当你见到的时候，我想你将你的。
Us, put your name.
当你见到我们的时候，
let's read together. One, two, go.
感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒再做菩萨做共德基业，他教菩萨脱离黑暗的权势，把菩萨迁到他爱子的国。Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Now, what did God say concerning you?
神讲乜嘢关于你嘅？
He said number one, he has qualified you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light.
第一咧就系讲到你同另外一圣徒喺光明中同得基业。
Oh, so you have an inheritance in God.
你喺神当中系有基业嘅。
Number two,
第二啊
，He said he has delivered you from the power of darkness.
第二样佢讲救我哋脱离黑暗嘅权势。
Now this is the way some people read it.
有啲人系咁样读嘅。
Who shall deliver us someday from the power of darkness?
就系话，某一啲日子咧，神就将要救我脱离黑暗嘅权势。
Is that what is written in the Bible?
圣经系咪咁讲啊？
So if you have a challenge with the power of darkness,
假如黑暗势力对俾你一啲挑战
，Are you supposed to be afraid?
你系咪需要惊咧
？Why?
点解啊
？Because you have been delivered from the power of darkness.
因为你哋已经被神救咗脱离黑暗势力。
Not that you shall be delivered from the power of darkness.
并唔系你将要被拯救脱离黑暗势力。
So when you confess this word,
当你口去承认呢个话语
，that you have been delivered from the power of darkness，
就系话你已经被救咗脱离黑暗势力。你可以同嗰个黑暗嘅势力去讲，带着权柄，你唔可以喺我生命当中。我奉耶稣嘅名发命你离开我，因为我已经得着释放。我并唔系将要得着释放，我已经被释放。奉耶稣嘅名。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So if you have the power of darkness around you, just quote that scripture, confess it, and declare by faith.
假如你身边有一啲黑暗势力去搅扰你，你就用呢个经文去宣告，同埋咧去命令佢哋走。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many people have been delivered here this morning?
今日有边个系得过圣
灵？
有边个系被释放喺黑暗势力？
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Do you know what you have just said right now?
你知唔知头先你讲
咩？ You've been delivered from demonic afflictions.
你咧系从黑暗势力嘅欺压当中系释放。
You've been delivered from witchcraft. You've been delivered from oppression and depression.
从巫术啦、压制啦、情绪低落当中系释放出嚟。
Hallelujah.
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 So put the word of God in your mouth.
将神嘅话语摆喺你嘅口。
And begin to say.
开始讲出嚟。
And then declare.
然之后宣告。
And your faith.
你嘅信心。
Will begin to manifest.
你嘅信心就开始彰显出嚟。
Don't forget.
不要忘记。
You say what you want to see.
你讲你见到嘅嘢。
Based on the faith in your heart.
系根据你心入边嘅信心而讲。
You don't say what you see.
你唔系讲你眼所见到嘅嘢。
Because in that Mark chapter 11 verse 23.
因为喺马可福音十一章廿三节。
Whosoever shall say to this mountain.
边个任何人对这座山说。
Be removed.
若要拿开。
Be cast into the sea.
拿在海里。
Shall not doubt in his heart.
若果心里不疑惑。
But shall believe that what he has said shall come to pass.
相信他所说嘅必要成就。
Jesus said.
耶稣话。
He shall have whatsoever he has said.
他就必得着他所说的。
He shall have whatsoever he has said.
他必得着他所说的。
So when Jesus rose from the dead,
当耶稣从死里复活
，the women went to the tomb of Jesus to see put perfume on the body. Matthew 27.
喺马太廿七章，啲人去到耶稣个坟墓上，想摆一张香膏。
The angel said to them.
嗰个天使同佢讲。
Who are you looking for?
你揾边个？
He said Jesus of Nazareth.
拿撒勒人耶稣。
The angel said, "Sorry, he's not here."
对唔住，佢唔喺度。
He has risen.
佢从死里复活。
As he said.
就好似佢所讲一样。
He has risen.
佢已经复活。
As he said.
就好像他所说。
He said he will rise from the dead.
佢话佢必从死里复活。
And he rose from the dead.
佢就真系从死里复活。
Hallelujah.
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 Let's rise on our feet.
我哋站立。
Let's rise on our feet.
我哋一齐站立。
God is good.
神系美好嘅。
God is good.
神系美好嘅。
God is good.
神系美善嘅。
God is good.
神系美善嘅。
Now let me just read one scripture. I want us to confess it.
我想读一个经文，大家一起用口去承认。
Let's open to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
Chapter 65.
六十五章。
Now you will read from verse 17.
第十七节。
Down to 23.
去到廿三节。
But when you get to verse 21.
当你去到廿一节嘅时候。
You now begin to personalize it.
你要将它个人化。
21-23 becomes personalized.
你要个人化咗佢。
Are you listening now?
你系咪听紧？第十七节。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth.
看啊，我做新天新地。从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。
You laugh and rejoice forever.
所做的永远欢喜快，我做耶路撒冷的人所喜，做其中的居民的人所乐。我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因为我的百姓快乐。其中必不再听见哭泣的声音和哀鸣的声音，其中必会有数人腰折的膝盖，也会有受苦不已的老者，因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。
Next year,
如果有人话你出年就死啦
，That can't be true.
唔可以系真实嚟嘅。
Yeah, because you've done a lot of labors that you have not enjoyed.
因为你做咗好多嘢，你都未享乐过。
So you will not labor in vain.
所以你嘅劳碌系唔会冇
效
嘅。
Hallelujah! I want you to just lift up your voice and thank God this afternoon.
我想你大声嘅系感谢神。
Thank God for His word.
为到神去感谢神嘅话语。
Make a commitment to God today.
今日向神委身。
Lord, I will put your words in my mouth.
主啊，我会将你嘅话语摆喺我嘅口上。
I will keep confessing your word.
我要不断嘅用口去承认你嘅话语。
I will confess your word boldly.
我要好勇敢嘅宣讲你嘅话语。
Say that before the Lord.
主啊，我要好勇敢嘅宣讲你嘅话语。
Continue to give thanks to God.
不断嘅去，继续嘅去感谢神
嘅话语。
不断嘅去同神说话。
多谢你。In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣嘅名祷告。
I just want to give a word to parents here today.
为到嗰啲唔 parent 到。
If you are parent.
假如你系父母嘅，我要俾你
话。Isaiah chapter 54.
就读以赛亚书54章。
All parents read Isaiah chapter 54.
所有父母要读以赛亚书54章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
You just continue to confess it over your children.
你要为你嘅儿女去
念口诀。And you see this happen in their lives.
你会见到咧，你儿女当中会有咁样出现。以赛亚书54章13节，你嘅儿女。
Are you there?
你揾到未啊
？Want to go?
你的儿女都要受耶和华的教训，你的儿女都要大喊。
These are my children. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now look at what God says about your children.
睇下神点样讲关于你。
He says they will be thought of the Lord. They will know the Lord.
他说他必定会被神教导的，他认识神，
他
佢咧大享平安。
There may be challenges and problems all over the world, but your children shall enjoy great peace.
呢个世界有好多挑战，但系咧你嘅儿女要大享平安。
Your children shall enjoy great peace.
你嘅儿女要大享平安。
Now say, my children shall enjoy great peace.
讲我嘅儿女要大享平安。
They shall know the Lord.
佢哋要认识神。
Hallelujah! 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 Let me give you a word to confess of protection.
我俾一个话语你系你系
要舒服温故。
诗篇九十一。
And I want you to put your name there as you are reading it.
当你读嘅时候，我想你摆你嘅名。
If you find it in your Bible.
假如你要喺你圣经揾到。
Just put your name there.
摆你个名喺度。
We'll begin to read from verse 3,
第三节。
Down to verse 13,
到十三节。
And then we will read verse 16 together.
然之后咧，一齐到第十六节。
Let's read from verse 3 to 13. 1, 2, go.
他必救你，
他救你，他必救你。他必救你，他必救你。 Is it in your Bible?
Is it in your
Bible? Now, the light of the word.
God's word.
Manifested.
And
we saw it.
And we saw it.
So we said when the word comes in.
当神的话语来到,
and enters.
入到我的心,
and we speak it.
当我讲的时候,
a law is set into motion.
一个, 定律就开始运作,
to make the word produce what you see.
令到神的话语是呢显生产出你想要见到的。
So he says, I will live long.
这里说我将要享长寿。
Oh, so I'm not dying next year.
所以我就不会死。
No cancer is going to kill me.
癌症不会杀我。
No kidney problem is going to kill me.
肝的
I'm not dying, no accident, nowhere.
没意外，没任何的。
He says, he will satisfy me with long life. Is it in your Bible?
希望讲佢要使我足享长寿。
Now this is 1,000 will fall by your left, 10,000 on your right, and it will come near you.
即使千人扑到你右边，万人扑到你左边，都唔会临近你身。
It says it won't allow sickness to come to your house.
佢唔会令到灾害疾病临到你嘅家。
Oh, so when there is outbreak of disease outside, it will come into your apartment.
当出边有好多嘅疫症嘅时候，都唔会临到你嘅屋入边。
Nobody in your apartment will be a victim。
所以你喺同你一齐住嘅人都唔会影
响。That is not the word of God says。
呢个系神嘅话语咁讲嘅。
So if people are sick outside, you tell them just come to my apartment because nobody falls sick here。
所以咧，如果出边有人病咧，你就叫佢嚟你屋企啦，因为你嘅屋企唔会有人病嘅。
Hallelujah！
Hallelujah！
Keep speaking the word。
不断嘅要讲神嘅话，揾三个人不断嘅去讲神嘅话 ，keep confess， 叫佢不断嘅去用口去讲神嘅话
，keep confessing
the word，keep confessing the word，keep confessing。
Amen。